Ready, down, put, 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 put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Before we get to our friend, before we get to our teammate, before we get to Jason Wilde, a couple of texts on the talking text line I want to get to, 800-990-3776. Ben wants to know, is Chewy bragging about those half reps he did at 225?
They were combine legal.
He had no warm-up. He just went in and just started repping it. I want to see you do those half reps, Ben, all right? If you're going to give Chewy, then you can we'll line you up. We'll see if you can do the quote-unquote half reps that Chewy did. Ryan McGuadigo also saying, I could tackle Chewy while getting a hole-in-one on Gabe while tattooing Josh, which we do have to address here at some point.
Is tattooing meaning laying Josh out or physically giving him a tattoo?
Physically giving him a tattoo.
All right, that's impressive. The more you can do.
Yeah, we can, because we have to address that, because Josh is still... Still owes a tattoo from a show we did last year. We'll get to that in just a little bit, because we don't want to make him wait any longer as we get to our friend, our teammate, Jason Wilde. Jason, happy Dude Thursday.
Good morning, dudes. And I just have to tell you a quick story. I went to the Bucks game the other night against the Celtics with Sydney, and it was great.
Oh, you were there too? I wish I'd known you were there. I would have got you a pretzel.
Oh, that would have been nice. I had no idea. But my friend Dr. Dave Margolis from Children's was there. We love Dr. Dave, right? And so he was there with his daughter Melissa. And I learned that Melissa, who is a physician's assistant at Fraidert, keeping a meaningful, life-saving work in the Margolis family going, is her commute is for this segment of your show. And I thought, A... there's so much better content on this show than the time that I'm on. I feel really bad for her, because if she drove another 15 minutes later to work, she'd get better quality. And secondly, that it's crazy how, you know, because we think of our YouTube stuff and all the other cool stuff we're doing these days, we forget that a lot of people listen to the show on their commute home or on their commute into work. And so I was really touched that she chooses, instead of listening to like the Taylor Swift SiriusXM channel, to listen to me blabber on with you guys, especially on Dude Days. So, and it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Melissa.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry that you're driving. I'm sorry you're driving to work during this segment.
Jason, don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous slouch.
You're a tremendous slouch. Thank you very much. Indeed.
Jason, do you have something? So I'm excited today because it is the opening round of the Masters, and these 4 days are my favorite 4 days of the year, and I feel like I nerd out about it. I geek out about it. Chewy nerds out and geeks out about lawn care stuff, and I am convinced that everybody has at least one thing that they just, you know, completely and probably know way too much about, but it's okay because everybody has one. You need to have something like that. Do you have something like that in your life where you probably know a little bit too much and you nerd and geek out about it?
I probably did at one time, and then as you will learn hopefully someday, and as I know Chewy has learned, like once you have kids, you just don't have nearly as much free time to nerd out about things that interest you, and instead you have the responsibilities of making sure that they get to and are on top of all the things that are important to them. I would say this, your line about the Masters being your four favorite days, my four favorite days on the sports calendar are the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the men's NCAA tournament. Like, I that's not a slight on the women's games. I watched a bunch of those again this year. It's not a slight on the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, the title game. But, like, the wall-to-wall basketball starting at 11 a.m., which, you know, like, there's times actually in the last several years where I thought, maybe I'll just take this day off so I could get that first hour of the games and I don't have to spend it with Tausch on the radio. but it's it that like it goes from like 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Those first 2 days are the 2 days where, you know, even the girls know that we're going to have sports on the TV from dawn till dusk and beyond. So that's the how you feel about the Masters is how I feel about the start of the tournament.
Jason, the Packers to Brazil. We know that the organization really doesn't want to go. Murphy's mm-hmm. doing a pretty good job with his sell job, but I look at it
no,
totally
he's not.
Different.
You know, so
I look at it.
He
totally
still snuck
different.
It in yesterday or 2 days ago, right before they left. He tried to sneak it. Well, we still have those travel issues. We hope the league figures those out. Like, he still tried to sneak in the grievances that he had.
But Philadelphia's just got to jump on a plane and go down there. We don't know how we're going to get there. Might have to take a cruise ship.
That would be awesome.
Okay, so I look at it totally different, and I think going to Brazil, where there really isn't a home team, even though Philadelphia is the home team in name,
yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't have that advantage. You don't have the advantage where if you had to play in Philly, you're 3 points dogs from the start. Philly
yep.
gets their own facility, get to sleep in their own bed. Mm-hmm. Now it's just kind of a level playing field. Why wouldn't they want to go to Brazil instead of Philly?
Preach to preach. Yes.
Yes.
Totally agree with you. And especially, and here's the thing, like if I was the Eagles, I'd kind of be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're telling me, and we've known this for a while now, that even before Murphy said at the NFL meetings, I had been told that it was basically down to the Packers and the Browns as the opponent, right? And so if I'm the Eagles, obviously I want – you knew they weren't going to do any NFC East teams, right? They're not going to send a division game to Brazil. That's putting the Eagles at a disadvantage to lose a home NFC East game to go to Brazil. But the next worst thing is, as a playoff contender, to have another clear playoff contender. I'm not saying the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl, but the Packers are a playoff team. And you would much rather have them in late November at Lincoln Financial Field than have them in the opener in Sao Paulo at Corinthians Arena. So, and not only that, from what I can gather, and, you know, Murphy mentioned this, but I've seen this a couple of other places, like the Packers are like, if Brazil has a favorite team now in the NFL, the Packers are it. And so not only is it a neutral site game instead of being a road game in Philly, it may very well be a de facto home game for them. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So even though your runways are too short, and even though you're going to have to commute all the way to Milwaukee, which, by the way, is not that bad of a drive. I do it fairly regularly.
yeah. You can give them a map, Jason.
Right, and I don't get to ride on a luxury bus. I got to do the driving. I mean, Maddie might think it's a luxury bus on her way to ballet. But my point is that it's not that big of a hardship. And if you look at it the way Chewy's looking at it and the way Tausch is looking at it, guys that have played on the road, guys that have played in Philly, which is not an easy place to play, that you would understand that on the balance sheet, the pros outweigh the cons. Now, again, I don't know, you know, look, I wrote for the State Journal this morning that one of the things that they have to make sure they do, and you guys know I think very highly of Matt LaFleur. I think he is underrated as a coach. But he set the worst tone for that London game, right? I mean, it was clear he didn't want to go. He, you know, when somebody asked him what he was going to tell, I went back in my archives and read my stories from that week. When somebody asked him what he was going to tell the players about doing like touristy things and sightseeing, Big Ben, Parliament, his response was, "You can go back in the off season." I mean, so he wasn't exactly embracing the trip, and I hope that he learned a lesson from that. I'm not saying that Rodgers wouldn't break his thumb if he'd had a better attitude, or that they would have won the game if he'd had a better attitude about the game. But the bottom line is, His attitude was not good, and their performance was not good either.
Well, but that, Jason, that's from the top down, isn't it? Because the Packers were the last team to go to London. So clearly they didn't want to do that. They clearly don't want to do this, coming up with excuses the way that they have. Now that they're going, how do they shift that narrative and try to, you know, because again, we talk about attitude and coaching and all these different things that go into an NFL game. How do they now shift that narrative to try to turn it into a positive despite being anti for all this time and not wanting to go to Brazil?
Yeah, I don't know. A couple minutes ago, I heard that someone say that Mark Murphy had been doing a great job of really selling that they're happy to go now. So apparently some of us on the panel are gullible.
You got to read between the lines.
But I do think that they have to say, look, we're going to embrace this time. Now, what I think is interesting, and I haven't gotten anybody to kind of fill me in on what these requests might be, but you know that the Packers, having made it very clear to the NFL, I mean, seriously, the runway thing is the equivalent of asking a girl out and her saying, well, I have to wash my hair that night, right? Like, it's the lamest possible excuse for not wanting to go. And so the league knows that. I would be curious if they have extracted any quid pro quos. Like, all right, if you're going to force us to go, you know we don't want to go. You know the Browns and Jimmy Haslam desperately want to go. Like, they were
begging.
For
they
it.
Were basically right? begging.
Right. So if you're really going to make us go, then we're going to want some concessions going the other way. And I'd be curious, you know, what those are. Like, the next time there's an international game, we want it to be another team's home game again. We do not want to give up a home game for it. So if we're going to go to Germany in a couple of years, make sure it's when it's going to be someone else giving up their home game. There might be some concessions for this year's schedule. Like, we want to have the bye here. If you're going to force us to go to Brazil, we want a week 9 bye, or we want 4 of our last 5 at home, or whatever it might be. So I would hope that Murphy, who, you know, has I think, a very good relationship with Roger Goodell, often is used by Goodell to float trial balloons about things. I would hope that if in the end there was no avoiding this, they at least extracted some things from the league to make it worth their while.
Jason, I'm seeing, on the internet, a couple publications are saying that the Packers are going to trade up with Seattle to get the 16th pick. Mike, was Goody there with Johnny Schneider?
Yeah. I mean, they both kind of started out together. I think, if my memory serves me correctly, that Goody actually left for a year and worked with Schneider in Kansas City way back in the day. Schneider and him have a really good relationship. So that would make sense. I think they both have, you know, kind of similar ideas. It's funny, if you notice, Schneider with Pete Carroll out of the picture now, like, they didn't spend in free agency at all. He's talking about building through the draft and the draft and develop concept. So even though he has a far more aggressive history during his time as GM in Seattle, he may be going to more of a Ted Thompson type approach. And that's why this trade that I've seen on the internet as well, if it happens, you know, it makes sense for the Seahawks too, right? Because I think he wants to accumulate some more picks. He moved back. The question I have is, if they do that, and Gabe, I know you're a big draft value chart guy. I don't have mine in front of me. But if they go up from 25 to 16, what's the price tag? Because for me anyway, you know, you've got 5 picks in the first 91. You've got a first, 2 seconds, and 2/3. You traded away who I think was your best corner to move from a 5th-round pick to a 3rd-round pick with the Bills so you could have an extra day 2 pick. I understand that having that many picks in the first 3 rounds gives you the ammunition to go up. It also gives you 5 swings at the plate and, like, premium at-bats. And so if it's going to cost you a second and a third or both thirds to go up those nine picks with Seattle? I would assume either A, Goody's looking at it as there is a drop-off after 17, 18, 19, 20, wherever it is, where then our pick at 25, the guy that we might pick there could have almost the exact same grade as the guy we would pick at 41 in the second round, so he sees value in moving up, or he just doesn't think that they need to have that many guys from this rookie class to be drafted because they have so many young guys already, and he wants to parlay those into a higher pick earlier.
So according to the old Jimmy Johnson chart, and I'm sure that this has probably been updated by NFL teams as we've gone, but if you look at the Jimmy Johnson chart, if the Packers pick at 58 would be enough point-wise to get them from 25 up to
just that.
16. Just 16. 58.
Okay. Okay. Well, then maybe that's worth it.
Yeah, but again, like this is... Again, these are more guidelines than they're hard and fast rules, because if Seattle doesn't want that or somebody offers more because there's a bidding war for it, who knows? So,
But Jason, don't you have to do that trade the day of the draft? Because what if the guy they're eyeballing goes?
Yeah, right? And look, I've always said this, because and Goody deserves a ton of credit for drafting Jordan Love and him turning out now what he is. We've talked about that a million times and what he looked like during his rookie and second year camps. But there was a story at the time that the Packers wanted Brandon Ayuk. And at the 11th hour during the draft, the 49ers traded up 225 and took Ayuk. And then the Packers took Love at 26. And the Packers had already gone up to 26 in a trade earlier. Like, they didn't make the trade when they were on the clock. And so I've always wondered, for all the credit he gets for taking Love, was he really going to take Love all along, or did he want Ayuk and then he took Love when Ayuk was gone? And that goes to your point that's the trade you need to make when Seattle is on the clock with a specific guy you want, unless he believes, like we just said, that the drop-off comes shortly after 16, and if he wants to get a bona fide first-round talent, he needs to go up above 25.
Jason, always appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing more of you coming up at 9 a.m. with Wilde and Tausch.
Appreciate you, dudes.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, bro, Chacho. Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Look, it's a great place to go, whether a game's going on or not. I'm talking about X-Golf at American Family Field, and brand new this year, you can combine your game tickets and sim time. You could just purchase those on the Brewers website. Again, easy. You just go to the Brewers ticketing site. You can purchase your tickets and get sim time all in one. And then go hang out at X Golf at American Family Field. Great food, great beverage options. The food's a little bit different than whatever else you get around the ballpark. Great views of the stadium as well. And maybe you want to go and just play around, or make sure your game stays in shape. Well, if you're playing a round of golf at X Golf and you make a hole in one, that means something big. Not only did you make a hole in one on the simulator, but that means you and another person get to go down Bernie's slide. That's right. If you play a round of golf and make a hole in one at X Golf at American Family Field, you can go down Bernie's slide. Check it all out at X Golf at American Family Field, xgolfamfamfield.com.